That takes me to my next question then. Over the last X number of years that you've been on your professional journey, if you were to just think of a few turning points, those defining moments that have made you who you are today, because the why gets subconsciously created in our heads to say, this is why I want to do this, but that's also very personal to each one of us. So can you describe some of those turning points in your life when you what that have brought you where you are today?
Absolutely. There were some times early on in my career where I realized that maybe some folks around me weren't aligned with my values. And I think it's a really important question for a young leader to ask themselves, am I spending time and investing all of my energy into efforts that are aligned with my personal values? Such an important question. And each time, if I discovered that I might have been out of alignment, making the right adjustments and the tough decisions to get back into alignment, number one. Number two, and I tease often when the leadership at Navigant asked me to move to Washington, it was the Wednesday evening before the Thanksgiving holiday in America. And I remember thinking after the fact, note to self, don't answer the phone before the holiday, because it's probably going to be something that you can't say no to. And I remember hanging up the phone thinking, I absolutely cannot say no to Bob. I'm going to have to figure out what this means, but I can't say no. I trusted him. And that would really be my next lesson for young leaders on their career journey, which is knowing who you can trust. And again, what I said, knowing who you can trust and what you can trust them for is such a critical element of your own development. And so making sure that you have surrounded yourself with people that you trust each step of the way, I think that that was core to my own journey. The next piece truly is saying yes. And in each case, moving to Washington, moving to Singapore, coming to Europe, I remember asking my leader, my bosses each time, are you sure that I'm the right leader? When I moved to Asia, I remember thinking, are they really ready for the sort of fast-paced, a bit aggressive American to show up and probably change a lot of things that are in place? But what Doug saw in me was that, in fact, leading change was something I was really good at. And so, again, trusting mentors and coaches in your life, in both personally and in your career, is a really important component of often they see in you what you don't see in yourself. And I know we're going to talk a bit about, mentoring and coaching and, in fact, advocacy and sponsorship and how each of these can play a role in your career development. And so believing that I was capable, even when honestly, I had no idea what I was jumping into. That was certainly the case in Asia. But my, I think, special power is that I understand what makes a high-performing team. And I realized quite quickly back then that the team that was in place wasn't. And you, Gita, experienced that with me. I remember a conversation we had when I said, please trust me, give me a little bit of time to make all the pieces fall into place, and we'll have an incredible team when we're through this transition. And we moved quickly because I believed that our employees deserved the right leaders in the right places. And so that would also be probably a turning point, saying yes, and then knowing that I had the capability to figure it out as I went along. The same was true when I came to Europe. Again, moving into new cultures. And honestly, most of the leadership team at that time were all men. Each of the country leaders were male, many of the functional leaders were male. And so, again, getting them to trust me that I knew what I was doing, but also helping to understand that diversity of thought and experience was going to be critically important. And that wasn't just about gender, that was also about experiences and opportunity. And so, recognizing quickly when someone isn't in the right role, has also been a turning point for me each step of the way. And then, honestly, in this last part of my journey now, the last 2 years, realizing that I wasn't going to be able to make the impact I wanted to make in the role I was still in. And much of that came from COVID and how this has impacted everyone. in our families, in our personal life, and in our careers, and that I wanted to be able to use my 30 plus years of executive roles as an advantage to helping other leaders develop and guide them in a new way. Hence now doing advisory and non-executive director work. So recognizing that, being honest with yourself, also turning points throughout my career.
Right. And I'm sure when I reflect back on my own journey, Kelly, it feels like there's somebody who put together a project plan for me that took me from point A to point B to point C. We didn't know it at the time, but now it's all fallen in place. And yeah. Then being able to culminate all of that and offer it to others, I'm sure this is a very fulfilling and redeeming experience for you as you do that.
That's exactly right. And I think the realization that anyone can have an impact, and that process and that journey can be very different for each leader. And it's really important to reflect on what that looks like for you as an individual, whether you're a new young leader all the way through to now in where both you and I are in our careers, sort of starting a new adventure. And so asking those honest questions of ourselves is such an important part of development.